Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Wessex Safety Hour. My name's Alec Ryan. I'm the Route Infrastructure Safety Advisor. So I'll be running through the material today. If at any point anybody wants to ask a question or raise an issue with anything, then please dial in by dialing *0, and we'll take any questions as we go through. If people want to interact, it'll be good to get some interaction rather than me chatting to myself all the time. So we'll run through the material, which we've got a few storyboards, some safety bulletins that have come out in the last week, and a few bits of other items that have come to light to have a bit of a chat around, as well as going through the incidents that have cropped up over the last 7 days as well. So in Wessex last week, we had 61 close calls, so we're kind of down a little bit on what we've been reporting through for the last few periods. We've had sort of slightly higher numbers, so just as you've going around interacting with staff, please remember to encourage people to report close calls as they see them. So I'm not expecting people to go and make stuff up and be having to actively look, but as you're out and about, you should be conscious and just reminding people to be conscious to look out and then to report close calls. I'm guilty myself of dealing with an issue and I'm not necessarily remembering to put the close call in, so it's just jogging people. The close calls are out there, it's just making sure we report them and then we can start tracking and using that information. So safety hour attendance was up at 62% last week, so that's a pretty good week. I know the delivery units had quite a good week last week, so well done on getting that up there. As a kind of lot of managers on the line, I just kind of remind people to, as you're going around the business, having your safety conversations, not necessarily a specific safety hour per se, but it might be that you're having a conversation with your workforce or you're going out and seeing some of the work that they're doing and just have a general chat to them. That could be as simple as just asking them what they're doing and why they're doing it that way, and just having not so much a challenge, but that conversation with people helps to draw out and get an understanding of what's going on and maybe can pick up some elements where people could do something in a different way that might be safer. We'll go through a bit of the material later, which I'll cover as well, which just to kind of flag people's minds as to if you're thinking that something's not safe the way it's happening, then in all likelihood there is probably something wrong with it. So just taking a step back and thinking about that. It's good to focus people's minds. So we've got two instant storyboards that have been published this week. One of them's around a lost time injury incident that we have had, which resulted in was from a use of the rail dog. So the operative was moving some rail using rail dogs, and they strained a muscle, and that's resulted in time away from work. So the storyboard, if you read through that, it's about kind of remembering lifting techniques and making sure that we're getting proper coordinated lifts and people are applying the right principles. We're working as a route towards getting some more substantial manual handling training issues. It's been some time since we've dealt with manual handling on the route, and there's a concern that we've lost an element of competence by not having maintained that. So I'm working at the moment with tendering out for manual handling training for the frontline guys, but we can get for some people a refresher, for some people it'll be the first time that they've done it, to try and refocus people's minds, because we have had quite a few manual handling incidents like these sort of ones happening. So moving on to the next storyboard, so we've got an operative was hit in the eye by a hook switch pole. So one operative's been walking in or stood still, I'm not clear on that, and the one with the hook switch over his shoulders has turned around and knocked the other operative in the eye. So this is about making sure people have their safety glasses on when they're on the track, and being aware of your space around you as well. So there was no lost time in this one, but the first aid was just given at sight, but just reminded them to be aware of what's around you, I think, really, and wearing those safety glasses is a continuing thing on the route with people not necessarily having them on. I see it as I go around, but we have got a rule on the route to wear safety glasses, and various safety glasses are available from the catalogue, and they are marked up. So one of the big issues has been steaming up, so there are anti-mist ones which can be ordered. So I mean, there are unfortunately still a couple in the brochure that do mist up and aren't marked as anti-mist, so make sure you get the anti-mist ones on that one. So we've had quite a few kind of minor injury incidents last period overall. There's been a bit of a peak. So in some respects, that's good that we're getting a lot of things being reported in. I'm encouraging people to report. That was part of the safety workshops that we've been running. So I continue to encourage people to report things in and make sure that we're fully aware as soon as possible when things do happen. I'm doing a little bit of work to look at what's going on, if there is any trends, or if it's just that we're starting to get people reporting, which is good news. Please do remember, if anyone's got any comments or questions on any of these things at any point, then dial in and raise any issues. Right, if we move on now to look at some of the safety bulletins. So I've got a safety bulletin on uncontrolled discharge of pressure systems, which has come out in the week. That's NRB 15/17. So this is around pressure systems, our management of them. So ORR, this is an improvement notice on Network Rail for non-compliance with the pressure system regulations. So this is about being aware of generally, is there a pressure system that you are responsible for managing? So it's got a list on the back there of the kind of pressure systems that there are out there. So there's fire suppression systems, refrigeration systems, hot water heating systems that can have pressurization units in them, compressed air, hydraulic systems, sort of lathe, passenger goods lifts, coffee machines, tea boilers. It's not likely that the tea boilers, coffee machines we have are generally going to be anything like as substantial as the ones that's in the picture from Sainsbury's in Farnborough, I believe that was, that blew up about 4 or 5 years ago now. So, I mean, the base message is if you've got a pressure system that you're responsible for, we need to make sure that we've got a written scheme of examination for that. In that written scheme of examination for the pressure system, it will state how frequently that system should be thoroughly examined. So a thorough examination certificate would need to be issued on a pressure system. Generally, at the most, it's going to be every 2 years for most systems. It does vary a little bit, but if you've got a pressure system that you're responsible for managing and you haven't got either a written scheme or a thorough examination probably in around the last 2 years, then please get organised for it to happen. Or if you're not sure of anything, then please contact your infrastructure health and safety advisor or myself for the route. So moving on to safety advice that's been issued, which is NRA 15/09. This is an update on the orbital, the Robel orbital hand tampers. So the actually you all have spotted the withdrawal of all Robels a few weeks ago now due to an incident where one of them exploded in some respects. It came apart anyway. So the outcome of the investigation into that is that some of the fan housing has been incorrectly fitted when they were put in for maintenance. And there's some pictures on there showing if there's... Let me read this so I'll get it the right way around. So sloping diagonal sides, sides located on the base of the fan housing. So if it's sloping diagonal sides at the base of the fan housing, then those must not be used. If it's the fan housing is straight, then they're still okay to carry on using. So if anyone's got any Robels that have the sloping fan housing, then remove them and return to Torrent or Robel and ensure that they're quarantined. And if it's the straight one, then they are again okay to use from now, following the withdrawal that we had a few weeks ago now. So that's an update on that one, and I know caused a few issues for us around the route. Okay, moving on to look at some of the other material for the week. So we've had an issue raised in terms of transportation of detonators. So it's come to light that detonators are being transported in vehicles with that being put into the appropriate storage boxes. So this is just a reminder really to everybody to make sure that detonators are transported in locked approved containers in vehicles. So if we haven't got a vehicle that has an approved container to store detonators, then they should not be transported in that vehicle. So please make sure that if you are needing to transport detonators, you have a suitable vehicle with the appropriate storage. And we're not putting them in glove boxes or door wells. That's an issue that came up in one of the delivery units this week. Okay, the next bit of material is around safe working frost and ice. I'd almost think that winter's over because it seems to warm back up, but I'm sure we're going to get some more cold weather, and it is still wet and slippery out there. So a lot of the incidents we've had in the last period are around slips and trips. So we've had quite a high peak of slips and trips in period 8. And so this is just a little bit of a brief to say about the weather, and ask people to really just think and take a little bit of extra care at the moment. So please plan ahead, think about the conditions that you're going to be working in when you're planning your work. So, like I say, with the ice, the wet weather, the leaves all cause extra slipping hazards for us when we're out and about. And as a little reminder there, so help to remove and report any close calls. So if you're having close calls and to do with the weather and slipping and things like that, then please make sure that they're reported. And if you can deal with it, then please deal with it at the time. So if there is an issue, do deal with it if you're able and competent to do so, and then report it in as well so that we've got a record of what's gone on. And I really appreciate that. Hey, if you can keep spreading that message out. So a little bit of mayor again about making sure that you're kitted out for the winter with the right clothing and equipment. Make sure you take appropriate breaks really in terms of the cold weather, as it can increase the risk of us having incidents, which we've seen with the extra ones we have been having. So just please take a little extra care and just get that message out there to ask people to be really wary of those underfoot conditions at the moment, as they're likely to continue in the current way that they are, and obviously with the winter. There's a nice picture there of a pretty snowbound station. So a couple of other items I've just got to which I've put in the email there, so to be aware of. So we've had incidents where this is works adjacent to the railway, so not what Network Rail works, where people are using tower cranes have caused damage to the infrastructure. So this was an incident in July that's cropped up there where some damage was caused by handrail. So just asking people to be aware of what's going on around us, not necessarily just on our track, but stuff that might affect our network, and to make sure that we're not letting on outside pressures to put these works in effect, which is certainly relevant for us, and then the guys out on the track to ask them to be aware, and if there's a concern over some work close to the track, to raise that to us, and we can take that forward through the WIC would probably be the best way to do that in the immediate term if there's an immediate issue there, and they can arrange for a suitable response. And then the second item on there is to do with an incident on the 8th of November where some scrap rails been placed on top of two track feeder cables. Now, the two sections have actually become electrically linked, so this is it's not caused any damage per se, like the incident we had down in Lys, but it's a kind of similar issue where we've had scrap rail has caused very severe safety risk. I think we've been lucky here that it wasn't more serious there, because the bare cables had to be insulated and patched. So there's a massive potential for harm to happen there. And in the period 7 cascade, so not the most recent safety cascade, but the previous one, and there was a whole series of slides around scrap rail and how we should be storing them, which was produced by Work Delivery for us. So it's really important to make sure that those elements have been cascaded out to everybody, and make sure that we're looking out for where there's rail that's been stacked inappropriately and could pose a risk, because this is really serious here. we've managed to electrify some cables and link the two sections there. Okay, just going to quickly now run through the incidents we've had in the week. So, packets for 7 incidents. On 22nd, we've had a possession irregularity where contract blocking staff operate a hook switch outside the possession limits without a line blockage being in place. On 25th, we've had a track operative unkeying track when a hammer slipped off hitting their ankle and causing bleeding. So not any lost time on that one at the moment that I'm aware of. On 26th, the insurance track has found a two-man in checking where some strapping staff. There was a two-man team, but only one was present. And then they've also crossed the line without line baggage and no pay system of work. On 29th, we've had a S&T slipped on leave and injured their knee on the coffin lid. It's split the kneecap open. Didn't require hospital at all. Treatment, but again, just pointing out those weather conditions at the moment, we're having a lot of these slipping accidents. So on the 29th, there's again a vehicle loading issue, so the side of the vehicle's been dropped and a metal bars fell off from the vehicle. So we've had a few of these certainly over the last 3 or 4 months, I think, where loading vehicles or unloading vehicles, things have fallen and hit people on the feet. So just remind people to make sure that the vehicles are loaded correctly, and then things do move around often in transit, so be careful when we're unloading them, just to raise that to people. And then the last item is that on the 29th, and then we've had the straps were left in place from an isolation, the track had been re-energised, and then there's of course some burning there as it's shorted out. Obviously there's a number of those items that are going to be investigated or being tracked. So I'll open up. If anyone's got any questions, then please dial in. If we can open up as well again, if people want to talk about any of those issues or any other issues that have been.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone, record your name, number, and the hash key.
So while we're just seeing if anyone does want to dial in and ask any questions, there is also in the email I've attached the IP Southern Infrastructure Projects weekly newsletter, so there's a few interesting incidents in there if you wanted to go through if they're relevant to you. Just one of the last incident that's on there is about a redundant transformer weighing 13.5 tonnes that was being moved to an access point on the road rail vehicle. It's been pulled on a trailer by a road rail vehicle. And it's just a good example, I felt, that where it didn't look right and it was starting to lean, and they've stopped what they're doing and actually reversed and taken it back to and unloaded it again because it was riding up on two wheels. So that's what I was saying earlier. If something doesn't look right, then it probably isn't. So just encourage people to think about that, again, if you're out and about and asking your workforce what they're doing, to have a chat to them and and ask them what they're doing. Is it safe? Is there a better way of doing things? Anyone got any questions, any burning issues they want to raise?
We currently have no questions.
Makes you feel like you've been talking to yourself. I've got some people in the room with me, so. If no one's got any other questions, then we'll call it a day for till next week. Any last minute people dialing in at all?
Still no questions.
Okay, well, we'll finish up there. Thank you very much for dialing in this week. And if you've got anything, then please contact myself or email into Wessex Safety Hour. We will be setting up, so the calls is made available through the app, and we are currently setting up the website, which is just being developed a little further, and moving forward we'll send the material out through the website as well as the call being available to people that don't have access to the app through the Wessex Safety Hour website. This will be sort of in a bit of a blog format, so you can go back and pick up previous ones more easily as well, just to hopefully that might be ready to come out next week with a little bit of luck. Thank you very much, and have a good afternoon.